Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
Could I have gotten my partner pregnant by rubbing our genitals without clothes? I didn't come near her vagina at all, but I'm scared. I don't really know if pre-cum touched her vulva, but I never penetrated. But could pre-cum get a girl pregnant just on the outside of the vagina?
First, you get bonus points for using the word vulva correctly. Vulva refers to the outside parts of a woman's genitals, whereas the word vagina refers to the inside birth canal, where a penis, fingers, or a tampon may be inserted. Second, rubbing genitals together does not result in pregnancy, at least as long as no semen gets inside the vagina or too close to the vaginal entrance. Pre-ejaculate, also called pre-cum, is not the same as semen. In most cases, there are little to no sperm swept up by pre-ejaculate. Typically, it's just clear fluid from the Cowper's glands that comes out when a man is feeling sexually aroused. Of course, if you don't want to become pregnant together yet, you'd be wise to look into birth control, such as having a condom or two on hand, or asking your partner about considering hormonal contraception, such as the pill, patch, shot, or ring. It may save you both the anxiety of worrying as much about pregnancy risk in the future.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
My girlfriend and I have sex between 2 and 3 times a day. Can having sex this frequently be harmful to our relationship and emotional attachment to each other? If so, are there ways to increase that, such as bonding after sex or cuddling?
There is nothing wrong with having sex a certain amount of times per day, per month, or even ever in your life. Some couples hardly ever have sex, and others are frequently finding reasons to hop back into bed. Usually a couple's frequency of sex changes with time and with life circumstances. You may find that you have more or less sex during times of stress, like exam week, when you're tired or sick, or during vacations. Rather than focusing on how often you have sex, it might be worth paying more attention to the quality of your sexual encounters, which is what it sounds like you're really asking about. Although magazines tend to portray quality sex as being more about orgasms, excitement, erections, and lubrication, most people tend to recognize that high-quality sex usually encompasses a broader range of characteristics. Yes, orgasms are usually quite enjoyable and exciting, and trying out new positions can be fun and a little funny. But most men and women want some type of intimacy, connection, or bond with their partner. Sometimes this bond is short-lived and is built largely on physical attraction and chemistry. However, in committed relationships or longer-term relationships, couples often are interested in building emotional closeness and intimacy and may see sex as one way to feel closer. Cuddling helps some couples feel more emotionally attached. Others may like to lay in bed and talk. Still, other couples feel closer to each other when they have sex with the lights on or with their eyes open to take in the full experience. Sometimes it's not the physical acts of sex that bring a couple closer, but the talking about sexual preferences and fantasies. Sharing what are often very private, personal pieces of information may make you feel close to and vulnerable to each other. It may even be that taking your time with foreplay, to kiss, share your feelings, rub each other's backs after stressful days, can strengthen your bonds. And certainly spending time with each other out of bed, going grocery shopping, taking walks, eating meals alone sometimes and other times with friends, can help you feel closer. It is also worth mentioning that intimacy and emotional bonding depend not only on building closeness, but also on guarding or protecting that closeness. By being honest, compassionate, kind, and respectful to each other, you can protect the relationship that you're working to build.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.